Hello, this is Deja Divine, and I am back with another message. Today, on my Bible verse, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples." And for a minute, I've been going back and forth on whether or not I should come on and put this on the podcast because I mean, I just didn't know if that's what, you know, God wanted me to do. I've been sort of basically just trying to be still and wait on God and listen to his word and be led, you know, by the Holy Spirit. It's been, you know, it's been a little rough, but I just thank God for being here today. I thank God that he still, you know what I'm saying, woke me up this morning and gave me health. And I thank God for the struggles, you know, even though it's, you know, people don't want to go through struggles. They don't want to have mountains or whatever in their life. But God gave us the word, and I could tell my mountains to move, and they'll move because that's what the word says. And I just thank God, you know, that he can turn my pain into purpose. I thank God that he has me here, you know, today to be able to encourage people that are going through things in their life that they don't know if they'll make it through. But I say, Jesus say, should depend on God. Lean not to your own understanding. Depend on him. Don't depend on people because people gonna fail you every time. It don't matter, you know what I'm saying, how good of a friend they might be. It don't matter how good of a parent, how good of a child. We're all human, and we all, you know what I'm saying, make mistakes. We all fail at one time or another. But I just want to encourage you to keep on going. And like I said, whenever your mountains come, whenever your struggles come, your battles come, that you give it to God and you praise your way through it. Because God is real, and God has taken me, and he's changed me a lot over the past few months, you know. And like before, you know, when I was going through like similar situations, he changed me, I want to say, in a day, in a moment. And he took things away from me that I never thought, you know what I'm saying, I wouldn't be doing, you know what I'm saying, like things that I was doing, you know, on a daily basis, or lusting after on a daily basis. He's taking them things from me. Yes, he's still working on me every day, but I just want to continue to pray and ask God to keep his hand on me and to bring his Holy Spirit, you know what I'm saying, let his Holy Spirit dwell in me, bring his Holy Spirit upon me and use me, you know, help me turn my pain into purpose. And I just want to thank God for not letting me harden my heart when, you know, people walked away, when friends walked away, when family members walked away, when I had to separate myself from everything and everybody. I just want to, like I said, encourage everybody out there and basically, you know, let y'all know, you know what I'm saying, that God is real and God can heal you and God can deliver you and God can change you. He can wash you in his blood. He can make you clean again. Don't let nobody make you believe that just because you've done this or you've done that, that God is not able. And, you know, just, you know, whatever you're dealing with in life, whatever you know, or wanting or desiring in your life, seek ye first the kingdom of God and everything else will be added unto you. Don't get caught up, you know, wanting this thing, that thing, and the other thing, and you leave God out the situation, because anything that does not have God as the foundation of it, it'll fail. But anyways, like I said, this was just a quick word just coming on here. And yeah, you guys be blessed.
Hello, it's Deja Divine, and I'm back with another podcast. It has been a long time, and I have missed you guys, but I'm back. And the reason why I've been gone for such a long time is because I have moments where I get in this funk, and I feel unmotivated, and truth is, I don't like to commit to things. I'm kind of non-committal, a commitment phobe, but I'm trying to get past that. And I have trouble when I have, because I have trouble committing, I feel like I don't see manifestation like I want to see manifestation. Things don't happen because I give up before it's time, like way too soon. So I'm challenging myself to do 5 minutes a day for 21 days of affirmations and to, you know, to see if things start changing in my life. And I will start with these now. I am relaxed and full of energy and inner strength under all circumstances. I am relaxed and full of energy and inner strength under all circumstances. I am gentle with myself as a friend would be. I am gentle with myself as a friend would be. I can't control what happens, but I can make the best choices for me. I can't control what happens, but I can make the best choices for me. If I waited for the perfect time to start, I would never find the right time. I am starting right here and right now. If I waited for the perfect time to start, I would never find the right time to start. So I'm starting right here, right now. I create my own life every day, and I work hard to create a life full of growth and expansion. I create my own life every day, and I work hard to create a life full of growth and expansion. My faith in a higher power leaves me free of doubt, worry, and fear. My faith in a higher power leaves me free of doubt, worry, and fear. I am full of life and in good health. I am full of life and in good health. This is kind of weird to say, especially when you don't really believe it, but hopefully I start to believe. I have an abundance of energy. I have an abundance of energy. God's true purpose for me is an abundant, joyful, loving, healthy, and creative life. God's true purpose for me is an abundant, joyful, loving, healthy, and creative life. I have unshakable faith in God and His Word. I have unshakable faith in God and His Word. My body is a self-healing miracle and a precious gift of expression. My body is a self-healing miracle and a precious gift of expression. I am getting stronger with each good choice. I am getting stronger with each good choice. My grateful heart is a magnet that attracts more of My grateful heart is a magnet that attracts more of all that I want. I strive to get better, not perfect. Some of these I don't really like. I'm going to have to find me some that, you know, I really agree with. But I guess I can easily shift my heart to feel peace. Man, say, I want that to come true right now because I don't know. I'm childish. I'm sorry. Yeah. I welcome all the ways the universe might bless me, and I am grateful for them. I welcome all the ways of the universe might bless me. Dang, it switched fast. God's wisdom is ever present. God's wisdom is ever present. I'm trying to talk like them people be talking, you know what I'm saying? They be talking all smooth and stuff. I let go of anxiety and embrace calm. I play too much. I can't even be serious. I'm sorry. I let go of anxiety and embrace calm. It's good for me to take care of myself. I'm trying to learn, y'all. It's good for me to take care of myself. I'm gonna do this over. I embrace sleep. It is the best medicine. They're trying to keep us sleeping dumb because that's what's comfortable. Catching Z's while the alchemy eating people's clothes. Okay, I'm sorry. It just came up in my head because it was a song. But yeah, I'm finna post this too. Bloopers.